Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, friends and foes as well. Welcome to another edition of the Social Change Action Network, brought to you right here from Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom. Coming to you at a little different time on a, this is Thursday, November the 3rd, and I'm glad you've tuned in. We wanted to get some information out there to you midweek. And it's so hard to do a show that's based on one topic when in our world, which is falling apart at the seams and the latches are coming unloose and people are waking up constantly, it's so hard to not cover various amount of topics. I live in a town where the Occupy Wall Street seems to be getting the most international attention, which is Oakland, California. And we have a lot of things taking place, but I just hope that all of you are aware that, first of all, those, First Timothy tells us that those engaged in a spiritual warfare cannot entangle themselves with the concerns of this world, so you might prove yourself worthy to be that soldier that the Most High has called for. And know that it was something they used to try and teach us in seminary, which is, I did not attend seminary. I just studied some of the things that they taught. And they taught what was known as the Hegelian method of preaching, which comes from the Hegelian dialect, which is where you present your thesis, then you present your antithesis, and then you present a synthesis before going into your 3 points, and then, of course, tuning up at the end. Know that there will be a reaction to what is taking place. They want the problem to exist so that they can present the solution. And as they're preparing an infrastructure all around us. But today, that's not our subject. That's not our topic. Today, you probably noticed the title, which is 2012. Will there be an election? Or will we be facing a supposed Obama dictatorship? I find it interesting that right now, front runner for the Republican Party, Herman Cain. Now, that I would have found interesting to have Herman Cain against Obama. That would have been interesting to have two African Americans competing for the presidency, especially at a time like this when your African Americans are coming into the knowledge and waking up to some things that are going on around them. But now we see that there's a witch hunt taking place, as people say, for Mr. Herman Cain to kind of bring him down because he was leading in all the polls and leading in Iowa, just as Obama did. But I found something interesting the other day, and I have a clip I'm going to play for you. And I will open up the phone lines if anybody wants to call in. It's 213-769-0910. Once again, that's 213-769-0910. I'm going to play a couple of clips today. And if you want to chime in and respond to these clips, feel free to do so. I found it interesting that Obama was on late night TV talk show. I believe it was Jay Leno. They kind of asked him, when was he going to step into the race and start really promoting himself and building up his campaign for 2012? And he had first joked about it and kind of laughed it off and said, that he made a reference to Survivor. He said, I'm going to wait until the last person is voted off the island. Then I'll get involved. And everybody kind of chuckled, but I kind of looked and saw in his face and in his eyes that he was very serious, that he's not concerned. There's an agenda for this man that's definitely going to take two terms, and the people that are at work behind him that he's a front for are not through with him. Because this man has passed more bills, has had the testicular fortitude to pour out more evil on society through laws and bills and wars. And most of us don't even realize what has been put into place. I think a lot is going to change in our society to where we probably won't have a need for an American president. If we look at the possibilities of a collapse of our economy, the loss of tangible things that we think we own, that keep us locked into this so-called American dream, devastation of our country and nation through what are supposed to be natural disasters. And a lot of these you'll find out aren't natural disasters. There are government-sponsored weather modification apparatuses that are at work. You need to do your research. Potential flooding and earthquakes that could reduce the population and change the whole structure and setup of our country to where we will actually become a third world country, which is why all of the companies and manufacturers have gotten out early. Chaos, martial law, sickness, disease, loss of jobs. These are all the potential things we're facing. Why would they even think about upholding the Constitution? Why would you need a president when some of the states have been devastated and don't even any longer exist? Why would you need a president when the borders have been erased for Canada and Mexico? It's a gentleman that, this is a YouTube clip I want to play for you. And I found it very interesting on his take on why there will not be an election in 2012. So I want to share this with you. And then I'll come right back and take some calls. I'll probably move into the next clip.
To those of you who suffer from the typical election syndrome, which erupts around this year, and infects our citizens like a mind-controlling virus, here's a dose of reality aimed at this disease. The word from President Barack Obama is that the 2012 elections are over. That's right. There will be no elections. What? You didn't get the memo? President Obama sent it out just a few weeks ago. Really? You didn't get it? Well, the memo was stained with the bloody intention to secure dictatorial powers, and every major action by Obama over the last 3 weeks has seen him take step after step after step in consolidating such powers. Now, this should serve as the clearest warning, not for things to come in the future or after a second Obama term or something like that, but things that are already here and will continue if Obama remains in office without any consideration of an election, which, by all accounts, has been functionally canceled. The killing of al-Awlaki and Samir Khan showed that Mr. Obama has not only taken the George Bush preemptive policy and Patriot Act to its bitter extreme, well past the torture of detainees, but has authorized the killing of American citizens if Obama so decides that they are terrorists, and even the revoking of citizenship of Americans if necessary. In fact, 2 weeks after the killing of al-Awlaki and Khan, the U.S. killed a third U.S. citizen in Yemen with a drone attack. Awlaki's 16-year-old son, along with his 17-year-old cousin and seven others, without giving them a trial, which is their assumed right as American citizens, right? Well, since the events that followed the establishment of the Super Congress and the events surrounding the unconstitutional entry into the Libya war, which served as Obama's own enabling act, all that has changed. What about the Libya war and the recent killing of Gaddafi? Well, claims were made early on by elected representatives that the U.S. role and actions in Libya violated the War Powers Act. And it did violate the War Powers Act. Obama did not get congressional approval to enter Libya, When we did enter, Representatives Kucinich, Jones, and others filed a lawsuit against the president that spelled out the impeachable grounds upon which entering Libya was based. Obama replied that there was nothing to worry about, that this was not a mission for regime change, but just to facilitate the peaceful revolution that was going on in the region using ours and NATO's troops. What did he actually do? Illegal regime change. Gaddafi was found dead yesterday, and Obama subsequently took the credit for it the same way he took the credit for killing Osama bin Laden. The question is, will justice be served? Well, that depends. In fact, the same day of the death of Gaddafi, a U.S. District Judge, one Reggie Walton, dismissed the lawsuit brought by Kucinich, Ron Paul, John Conyers, and other congressmen against Obama for violating the Constitution. And the argument was that the motivation was political, even though Obama clearly violated the Constitution and alluded to the pervasive idea coming out of places like the Supreme Court and Obama's own legal team that due process is a thing of the past. This was the basis for throwing out the case. When leading legal figures in government file a suit based on legitimate facts that Obama overtly violated the Constitution, then illegally killed the head of state, and the case is not even allowed to be heard, it makes you wonder what other lawless crimes committed by Obama on Americans and others will fall on deaf ears in the coming days. And yes, I do mean coming days. Any of the usual electoral gradualism that says we'll build a strong campaign then vote him out of office is not a choice you really have at this moment. There is no such thing as building up steam over months or even weeks for that matter. There must be decisive action now on positive policies. Number one, Glass-Steagall. Number two, removing Obama so that Glass-Steagall happens. End of story. It has already been said, even up to this very week, by leading European leaders that the economic situation is completely hopeless. It's crumbling. And if you're Robert Shapiro, for example, an advisor to the IMF, you say we only have 2 to 3 weeks before the entire economic system blows. If you're President Sarkozy of France, you say we only have 10 days. And if you're Prime Minister Putin in Russia, and you've lived through the collapse of the Soviet Union, you say the whole thing could come down in just 24 hours. And guess what? They are all absolutely correct. Now, with that being said, the election has been canceled because the British financial oligarchy and their agent inside the U.S. presidency, Barack Obama, have responded to not election time, but to economic collapse time, and have already set off many Reichstag fires to claim Obama's place as the first American Führer to seize power and inflict terror to make sure that the empire survives while citizens of the world get depopulated. So for those of you who think you have the luxury of a democratic right with a democratic platform to express yourself, you don't. The only right you have right now is to do the things that make sure this republic survives. So, we're at a point where there is one right, not many rights, and that right is to obey the truth. The truth is that unless Glass-Steagall is implemented in the following days and Obama is no longer tolerated and impeached, there won't be elections. In fact, elections are non-existent because they won't be in the United States or perhaps even that many Americans alive at that point. So the challenge for you is to submit to that truth or perhaps even submit your life at the hands of President Barack Obama.
So there you have it. I'm going to post this video on my Facebook page, The Preacher, on Facebook, so you can look at this and share this with your friends and family. interesting comments this gentleman has made. Everyone around the world is saying that this balloon could explode, this bomb could explode, this balloon could pop in a matter of days, weeks. In Russia, they say at any given time. So the pin can be pulled and everything around you can be changed. One of the key points he brought up that I said earlier, the reason there won't be an election, is first of all, let's just think rationally. Let's go back. When this Obama campaign started, it started in 2004. And it picked up steam in 2006. All of his autobiographies and books were prepared, ready. The media was prepared, ready. They had slogans, campaign, monograms. Everything was just there. We don't see that in the Republican Party or even with the Democratic Party getting Obama reelected. There seems to be a lull. Everyone is just asleep and not caring, no concern. There's an election next year. They've got you so sidetracked with all the false flag warnings. And ladies and gentlemen, there are a number of false flag attacks scheduled for the coming week, next week, on 11-9-11 and on 11-11-11. I'm not going to sit up here and talk about it. You can just see what's out there because I'm not going to confirm anything. In my spirit, I know to be prepared for whatever, physically, spiritually, and mentally. If you stay right there, then that's about all you can do. Some of you have your passports. Some of you will be trying to flee. Do what you're feeling you should do with that inner voice on the inside of you. Back to this election thing. I'm going to post this shortly on Facebook because I want you to see this and play this to your friends and family. What is being put into place is the potential for there no longer being a United States president because there will be no United States. The Georgia Guidestones have made it clear that depopulation is the agenda. I don't know. You tell me what you think. Tell me what you thought about that clip. See, we have a caller before I play this next clip. I'm going to go to the call, see if anyone has a question or comment.
You want money,
but I'll buy. That's what all the offers for.
708-903, you're on the line.
I can say a big church in there. Shalom, Israel.
Shalom. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm from the Chicagoland area. My name is Gabriel. You know
what I'm saying? Gabriel.
I was just listening in. I'm on the. You said what?
I said,
hello?
Welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for calling in. What do you think about that clip you just heard?
I really wasn't. I was listening, but I was talking too, so I can't fairly, answer that question right now. But I can give you my opinion on this next election. I feel like it's going to be something like a Willie Mitch style election where they're going to put the young Negro versus the old Negro, the dark skin versus the, light skin.
That's true.
You said what?
I say that's true. I see that. If we get to that point, what the gentleman was saying on the clip is that he doesn't even think there's going to be an election because of all the events that are scheduled to take place. They want to see to it that Obama is like the next emperor or Fuhrer or dictator over this new United States of America.
Well, I don't know what's up with all that, but I'll tell you like this. I ain't voting again. So that was the last foolish thing I did was vote for that man. I was hypnotized like I believe a lot of other people. That's what I say. To believe
you know what,
this, that, and the other.
I got to confess, I was right with you because I think we were so proud to see one of ours in the office.
Then I realized, technically, since if I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, he's not from the tribe of Judah. He's a Kenyan. And I don't know, it's a debate, 50-70-30, that Kenyans are not Israelites. They're Hamites. So technically, he's dark-skinned, but he's not what I would call an Israelite. So I don't care about him anyway. Even if he was, it don't matter. He's not following the laws and statutes. So he can go wherever you ask me. I ain't trying to, you know, but I ain't with no man no more. Follow no man. The Most High don't respect men, so I'm not going to respect men. I mean, be a respecter of men, how you say. So
right,
I'm not going
to
only defend the truth, rather. If you about truth, whatever your truth is, if it's true, that's what I defend. But if you, you know, as far as like this man is this, nah, I don't care what that man is. He's a human being like me.
I hear you, brother. So is that Guy Riel from Chicago?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to thank you for listening in and for calling in and for your comments. Very valid. And keep listening in. Spread the word, brother.
Tawala, Israel. Barak Hashem.
You know, it's a church. You know, people.
You know, as Gabriel was saying, it would be very interesting if we were able to get to the point where it was Herman Cain against Barack Obama. That would be something interesting to see. It would be interesting to see. I just don't know if we're going to get there. But I can tell you, as a people of the Most High, I'm watching, but I'm praying. And like I said, 2 Timothy 2 and 4, those engaged in this warfare, meaning the spiritual warfare, we can't entangle ourselves with the cares of this world because we are of another justice system. And that's what we're going to stand on. So we need to occupy that. Occupy ourselves with being prepared for what's coming. I normally say on the Shabbat show on Saturdays where I do the preaching that what's coming is coming to save us. The evil is already here and has been here for quite some time. Been here for quite some time. Operating. This next clip I want to play is on Alex Jones. You're familiar with Alex Jones, and we know the jury's still out on this cat. We know he's probably working with the people because he's got too much information, and they do have people that put out a certain amount of truth, and then they put out lies. But I just thought this was interesting about a new law that's been passed in Louisiana, and it's coming to a state near you. So let's check this out.
This is the most incredible article of the day. It's even bigger than checkpoints all over the country with TSA jerking families out of their cars and covered in the last hour. It's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Now, this is from KLFY with a straight face, they say, bans on cash. You're only allowed to use cash with major retailers. You cannot use cash for a secondhand sale. That includes all garage sales, swap meets, you know, you name it. This is directly out of the most horrific dictatorships ever seen. Cold hard cash. It's good everywhere you go, right? You can use it to pay for anything. But that's not the case here in Louisiana now. It's a law that passed during this year's busy legislative session. House Bill 195 basically says those who buy and sell secondhand goods cannot use cash to make those transactions. They want to kill the underground economy. That's why they're arresting people selling lemonade all over the country, or tomatoes, or pumpkins, and SWAT teaming Amish. They're just selling milk to their neighbor. You are guilty until proven innocent. You can't be trusted in the cash economy. That's part of the 999 sales tax plan. That's why they now have a federal sales tax, and the Federal Reserve gets its way, and a VAT where every transaction is tracked, and you swipe a card, even when you use cash, so it's going to be a graduated sales tax. And they go on to say that's the way it is. SWAT teams are standing by, and the checkpoints are being set up as well. And they're now saying citizens will now be on these Homeland Security pickup lists, not arrest lists. You don't get a judge. You don't get a jury. They can kill you in secret. Under new federal edicts, not laws, they kill U.S. citizens, that's been announced, and they just say, under the Enemy Combatant Act, you'll pull up to a checkpoint, you're on the list, you disappear, you're never seen again. And by the way, you never thought you'd get social health care, you never thought they'd ban cash, you never thought they'd have federal checkpoints on the highways. It's here. It's all coming. It's the new world order. Never thought you'd see Mexican troops operating inside the U.S. It's the new world order. yourself, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds?
All right, there you have it. So they're talking about setting up checkpoints on the highways, and that they do have lists, and there is a compiled list, and we know who's mostly on that list. 12 tribes are people on that list, those that are awake, those that know the truth, those that are trying to inform people, those that are against the system. They're going to consider you a terrorist, and because of the Patriot Act, you can come up missing. Family won't know where you are. You will be tortured. You will be held in prisons, and some chances probably even killed. All of this is being enforced. This is going into play right now, and not being able to use cash so that they can make sure you use a credit card, some type of debit card, some type. They're preparing you for that system so they can track everything you're doing. Okay. Well, listen, that's just about been my time. Don't really have much more time. It's a 30-minute show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And look for us on the Shabbat, Glory Mountain Shabbat show this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. If we get a chance, we'll probably come back to you with some more information. Some great shows out there. I'm not going to advertise for everyone because I don't stand with what everybody's preaching and teaching. A lot of people have certain truths. A lot of people being called to do a certain thing. That doesn't mean that's for everybody. Stay true to what the Kodesh. The Kodesh is telling you, the Spirit, the voice, the Father, and the Word. And do what you can and take care of Israel and your people and stand and be strong. Respect your temple, respect your body. I'm going to tell you, as I always say here, that the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey. It's never a destination. Until next time, shalom.